This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
Just to be alive. You ought to be grateful just to be alive. Amen. How many ready for the word of God? I'm excited about the word of the Lord this morning. John the 12th chapter, 2 verse 12 and verse 13. Amen. John the 12th chapter, verse 12 and 12 and 13 should be on that screen. Amen. Let's stand. Let's read this together. Let's read. On the next day, much people that would come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you so kindly this morning. This morning we're going to talk about briefly, the hour has come. The hour has come. Amen. And we must not take this lightly, because our hour gonna come one day. But you have to be prepared and ready for when that hour do come. Amen. Don't get ready, must be ready at all time, because the hour will come. Some people gonna be caught off guard. Amen. Caught playing around, but your hour gonna come, because it's not promised for us to be here always. We are pilgrims passing through. This is not our home. You hear what I'm saying? This is not our home. So don't get too comfortable here. Amen. Because your hour has come. And I do believe that Jesus knew his hour was gonna come, because he was prepared, he was getting ready for this time and this purpose for his hour to come. But we look back a little before then, this, my brothers and my sisters, that the Bible says 6 days before the Passover. This was the last week before the death and the burial of Jesus Christ. They made him a supper less than a week before his crucifixion. Jesus attended a dinner in Bethlehem, celebrating the raising of Lazarus. You remember his best friend Lazarus had died, but then he raised Lazarus, but they invited him to a dinner, to a supper. And it was very quiet, because Jesus attended that dinner, that supper, because he loved it, Lazarus. But not only that, because he knew his time, his hour has come. He knew something that even his disciples did not know. The people did not know, but he knew. And how would you feel if you knew your hour would come? Would you show up to church on Sunday morning? Or would we party for the last time? Amen. Something to think about. How would you spend your last days, your last countdown, your last minute, your last sucker with the Lord? Would you throw parties? Amen. See, some people got a lot of reasons. You know, some people, if I knew my last day, I would just party hardy. Amen. But during the party, do you have yourself together? Do you really know Jesus? Do Jesus know you as your partner if you sin? Because if you don't know Jesus, you're in a bad predicament. Amen. He knew his time would come. With all of Jesus had on his mind, nothing that his hour has come. Go a little further in that meal, somebody else was there. Mary anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. She considered her precious ointment only good enough for Jesus' feet. What do you have to give to Jesus? Do you have the best, or do we give the leftover to Jesus? Jesus defended Mary and said, what she had done, this was the day of my burial. Look at it. But now John shifts from the scene of being quiet dinner in Bethlehem to a noisy public parade. It was quiet before, but now it's noisy. It's a parade in Jerusalem. This was the only public demonstration that Jesus allowed while he was ministering on earth. Jesus never allowed that, because he knew his purpose was to do his Father's will. And he allowed them to celebrate him because, look at it, his purpose was to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy. Zechariah 9:9, there were three different groups in that crowd that day. Number one, the Passover visitors from outside of Judea. Number two, the local people who had witnessed the raising of Lazarus. And three, the religious leader who were gathering, greatly concerned about what Jesus might do at the feast. But his real purpose was his obedience to his Father. And that should be our real purpose, our obedience to the Father, to do his will, to do his will. And Jesus knew his hour has come. And here it is, my brother and sister. The Bible say on the next day, much people would come to the feast. And when they heard of Jesus, look at it right there. The next day, much people came to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. When you heard about Jesus, how did you act? Think about it. When you heard about Jesus, how did you respond? Y'all missed that. When you heard, when Jesus came into your life, how did you act? How did you move? Did something move you, or did you remain the same? Because if you remain the same, that means Jesus never entered into your life. But if something happened, something miraculous should have took place in your life when Jesus came on the scene. That ought to be personal. What did Jesus move, huh? Did Jesus move you? Because some people come to church and they say, well, I would never move. Why you were moved? Because you didn't bring nothing, and Jesus was not a part in your life. That's why you would never move. Because I do believe if you know Jesus, if anybody say anything about Jesus, you ought to throw your hands up. You ought to at least nod your head. When they heard Jesus was coming, something happened. He changed their lives. Have your life been changed? You can't make me believe that if Jesus come into your life that you remain the same. You cannot remain the same. I could never remain the same. You can't go back and do the same old thing you used to. Won't Jesus ride into your life and take control of your life, you will never remain the same. You are a different person. Amen? He changed your life, huh? This was a large crowd. Jesus had a crowd everywhere he went. Over millions of people was in the crowd. Amen? Everybody was there, but they wasn't there for the same reason. They're like people come to church. Everybody don't come for the same reason. Some people come to be spectators. Some people come to see what you got on. Some people come to see how you're going to act. Some people just come because it's a custom because. But if you come for the right reason, I come to hear a word from the Lord. Because I believe if I come, that's a word for me. Amen. The large crowd. What happened? The large crowd. They took branch of palm trees and went to meet him and cried out, Hosanna is in the Bible. Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh. Look at it. Who cometh? Cometh where? Cometh in the name of the Lord. They cried, Hosanna. Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. The King of Israel. He's the only king. He should be the only king in your life, huh? Look at it right there, my brother and sister, huh? In the name of the Lord, huh? This meant save now. You come to save us, and that's what his purpose is, to save us. This day. On Palm Sunday, this crowd received Jesus as their Messiah. Huh? Jesus, when he came into town, something happened. There are some people in the crowd that Jesus had changed their lives. He had healed some people. He had given some sight to blind people. And there was a witness in that crowd. But the Bible says in verse 14, my brother and sister, when he had found a young ass, a donkey, whatever you call it, he sat upon it, as it is written. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they have different occasions, but they all come the same. When he had found one, say he sent out the disciples and told them, when you go find a colt, amen, loose him and bring him to me. If anybody asks him, tell him the master has need for it. But here it is. He found a young ass and sat upon it. A king rode on an ass. But here Jesus is riding upon an ass. Not military kingdom, but spiritual kingdom. Jesus didn't ride in no limousine. He didn't ride no charity. He came upon a donkey. Lois can be representing who he was. He was the King of Kings. And I think sometimes we get too high. We need to bring ourselves down. Huh? We go, sometimes we forget where the Lord brought us from. We get too high. Our nose is so high in the air, we can't look at nobody. We can't help nobody. We can't speak to nobody. We can't minister to nobody. Sometimes my nose is so high that the rain you drown. You got to humble yourself. Jesus humbled himself. He was King of Kings. He didn't ride in no limousine with no bulletproof thing. He didn't need that because he knew his hour had come. And when your hour come, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't afraid of nothing. You ain't afraid to die. Some people are afraid to die. Why are you afraid to die? You talking about I'm on my way to heaven. Sometimes we got to check ourselves. No child of God ought to be afraid to die. You hear what I'm saying? No child of God. Well, but a pastor. No. If you know Jesus and you know there's a better place for you, then on this side, you're not afraid to die. Now, we don't want to leave our loved ones. We want to stay here long as we can stay. But when the Lord get ready, you ought to be ready to answer that call. He says, he sat upon Jesus riding upon the air, not military, but spiritual kingdom. He came in peace, not war. This ass was not normal used by a warlike person. It was the animal of a man of peace. It's right there. He did not come as the conqueror, but as a messenger of peace. And if this animal, can hold Jesus up, my brothers and sisters, he can hold you and I up. This morning, I was reading this donkey spoke to me, and I was like, what's so important about he represents Jesus. This donkey coat can carry a heavy load. No matter how heavy the load may be, how he can handle the load. Jesus sat on here, and this donkey told me to tell us this morning, if this donkey can hold Jesus, Jesus sure can handle all our burden and all our loads. He can handle it. What? The donkey is saying to us this morning, you got somebody who can carry your load. You hear what I say? No matter how, no matter what you put on Jesus, he can carry your load. You ought to praise him for that. He can take it. Your burden, he can take it. He can take all our burden at the same time. Oh, yes, he can. Yes, he can. Our burden and your burden, he can carry at the same time. Look at him. Look at him. Jesus can handle it. Every last one of us right now can pray, and he will answer all of our prayer at the same time. Have you ever been in trouble and you're back against the wall and you call on Jesus and he made a way out of no way? That's what Jesus was sharing with them this morning. I'm riding through town, even though my hour's come, but whatever you're going through, your burden ain't nothing if you got to give it to me. You got to cast all your cares unto me. Amen. And somebody here this morning say, amen, he came, amen, he came to you in the lick of time. You call on Jesus, he was right there. Amen. He came to some of us made some decision that we wish we would have never made. But when you brought it to Jesus in prayer, he made a way out of no way. That's why you ought to praise him. He's riding. He's riding on your behalf. Carrying your burden. Carrying your load. We worry about some stuff we shouldn't have to worry about. Jesus had taken all that. All we got to do is just give it to him. Give it to him. Amen. You have to give it to Jesus. While you're trying to figure it out, the Lord had already worked it out. While you're worrying about it, he hadn't already fixed it. His hour have come. Look at him. He will open doors that have been closed in your face. But you got to give him your burden. It's right there. Jesus riding. Why is he riding? My brothers and sisters, look at him. The people are celebrating him. And nothing wrong with celebrating. Make sure it's celebrating the right way. Amen. And Jesus, when he found he ride through town, and the people glorified him, magnified him. He knew his hour had come. He wasn't worried about nothing. Amen. He wasn't worrying about a thing. But look what he said. He was concerned about the people of God. Because he told them, he said, fear not, daughter of thine. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting upon an ass come. He wept for them because he knew. And I believe Jesus is weeping for the United States right now. Because the trouble they're going through, the trouble they're facing right now, Jesus is weeping, but he say, I'm King of Kings. Lord of Lord, I can do it all, but you got to trust me. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. He's the only one that died for your sin. Amen? Look what he said. He says, fear not, daughter of thine, that king cometh sitting upon at cock. But his disciples did not understand this right now. And there's something somebody can be with you for a long time but don't believe. You don't understand. But when Jesus was glorified, they understood then. Amen. The Roman did not want anyone to be king over Israel without their permission. But Jesus didn't need no permission. Jesus don't need our permission for nothing. Amen. When you walking through these doors this morning, you ought to be praising God. Because I found out the Lord didn't have to do nothing for none of us. I found that out. And some of us come here, you know, somebody got to boost us up. The choir got to sing us happy. Preacher got to preach us happy. But when you come here, you ought to come here with praise on your mind. The only one should have a problem is the sinners walk through these doors. But you who have been born again, you ought to be hollering Hosanna. You ought to be praising God. You ought to praise him like that's your last time. You ought to praise him because what the Lord had done for you, not nobody else, what he done for you. Amen. His hour have come. And that's another thing. You ought to praise him because like that might be your last time. You don't know, might be your last time. What people going to say at your funeral? Did he going to say, I saw him here last Sunday or 3 months ago? And once you get born again, be born again, you ought to be rushing to come to the house of prayer. You remember the times. Something happened. There was a time that old people went to church. Whatever they had on, they went to church. And they praised God. Huh? It was all about praising God. They weren't worrying about what you had on, what you titled and all that. They praised God. They walked to church. Some of us got 3 and 4 cars. And if it rained, we ain't going to come to church. Huh? Think about it. And if it don't rain, we know. There was a time people show up to church. On Easter, Christmas, nah, they don't show up at all. What then happened to us? And we wonder about our children. We come to church, we go to sleep. And we talk about we serve a mighty God. We got to be careful. Might be our last time. Is church that boring to you? Jesus shouldn't be that boring. He woke you up this morning. Started you a brand new day. And those people in the Bible this morning was praising God because what Jesus had done for them, they're letting it all out. Amen? And that's a shame. We got so much clothes to wear, so much food to eat, and we started complaining. Amen? Families are being lost. Amen? And here, we come our pick and choose Sunday. But what's so good about it? When you die, God ain't got no pick and choose. You don't care what Sunday it is, what day it is. When he call your name, you got to answer. Save or not save, you're going to have to answer. That's one appointment that you cannot cancel. You may have canceled your appointment on the doctor, but you cannot cancel this appointment. Ready or not, here I come. You got to answer. You need to knock at your door. The door of your heart. You got to answer. You got to open that door. Something to think about, brothers and sisters. Something to think about. And you know what I think? If we learn to stop loving one another, stop hating one another, stop envying one another, we can see Jesus when he rides through town in our life. And we can shout of the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, what the Lord had done for you. Have the Lord done anything for you this morning? Amen. He done something for me. Woke you up early this morning. Right on time. I'm just about finished. And the Bible say when Jesus was glorified, they remembered that these things were written of him and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave, raised him from the dead, bad record. What can you bear record of what the Lord had done for you? Quit worrying about somebody else. What have he done for you? Have he changed your life? Because the hour have come. And Jesus is riding because he ain't worrying about nothing. It's a parade going on. But in this excitement, everybody won't be happy for your deliverance. Some people are not happy when you get saved. Some people rather you be lost. But I love when folk get saved. Because I don't want them to go to hell. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I don't even want my enemy to go to hell. I want them to go to heaven. But it's a choice. That's a choice they have. I can't get them there. They have to do something for themselves. But while Jesus was in the crowd, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're all talking about it. But I go back to Luke because Luke says something that while they were celebrating, while they was having a good time, he was Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But some of the Pharisees told Jesus, make them be quiet. They're carrying on too much. They're cutting up. It don't take all of that. Has anybody ever told you? It don't take all of that. Something wrong with you. Don't take all that hooping and hollering. Don't take all that dancing. All that testifying, all that jumping. It don't take all of that. Don't take all of that. Amen. Well, it may not take all that for you. It may not take all that for you. You wasn't there. You don't know what the Lord had done for me. You ought to tell somebody that you don't know. You wasn't there. When the Lord saved me, when the Lord redeemed me, I was on my way to hell. And you mean to tell me to be quiet? You really don't know where the God brought me from. I was living in hell, on my way to hell. But when I met Jesus, he changed my life. He changed the way I was living. Somebody ought to have a testimony in here of what the Lord have done for me. I couldn't able to raise my hand, but look at me now.